Wednesday, 21st of May, Yud Gimel Sivan, Rabbi Chaim Yitzchok, Greenblatt Shlita, topical theme. Pasuk in this week's Sedra. V'ha'ish Moshe, Onov Ma'oid, Mikol Ha'odom, Ashal Pnei Ha'odom. Pasuk that's written in the context, the end of the Sedra, there's a story which we don't have the time to go into, but needs to be well understood. But superficially, Miriam and Aaron had spoken Lashon Hara about their dear brother Moshe. They meant well. And the Orach Chaim HaKadosh points out that Lashon Hara that they spoke about him was actually Bifonov. He was standing there right in front of them. And he kept quiet. He didn't respond. And in that context, the Torah says, "Va'ish Moshe onov ma'oid mikol ha'adam." Rashi says, "Onov," two words, "shofol v'savlon." He was humble and tolerant. And these are two qualities which were needed for him not to answer back when he heard this negative Lashon Hara about himself. Shofol v'savlon v'ish Moshe onav ma'oid mikol ha'odam asher fe'adam. Savlon means he was soivel, he was tolerant, patient, accepting. The Midah of Anivus, which the Svarim talk about, they praise the significance of the Midah of Anivus, something to aspire to, Ekev Anovo Yiras Hashem, is actually a midah which is not always properly understood and well defined. And in fact, if the midah of anivus is misinterpreted, it can lead to great nezek, damage, in chinuch of children, of talmidim, and in one's own avodas Hashem. Just maybe to appreciate, just before we get to understand what that real anivus is, to appreciate how important and what the significance of anivus is, we don't have to look too far. We just know that the opposite of anivus is gaiva. And gaiva is the midah which is the most despicable of all the midahs. The Orchid Sadikim says, I'm starting my sefer, even though I have many inyonim in my sefer, I'm starting with Shar HaGaiva. Says the Orchid Sadikim's opening words. There's no middah worse than the middah of a person who is arrogant, overconfident, haughty, balgaiva. Toyavas Hashem, kol gvar leiv. Toyavas Hashem, it's despicable. Said te'eva, somebody who is a balgaiva, says the chin of te'eva, it's ma'os, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to know him. Ein ani v'hu yechayilin lodur b'kfifa achas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his hashkocha away from someone who's a balgaiva. And the Ochos Chaim L'Rosh, some of us who remember were engaged in yeshiva, the Ochos Chaim L'Rosh, starts off Lisrachek Menagaiva Betachlis Harichuk. That's the opening words of the Orchis Chaim L'Horosh. Conversely, however negative Gaiva is, the opposite, praiseworthy, is Anova. Anova is the middle of all middos. It's not a coincidence that Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest in Torah, the greatest transmitter of Torah, the greatest in the Nevuah, was also Ish Moshe Onav. It's not a coincidence. Because you look into Chazal, again and again reiterate that if you're a Baal Gaiva, you cannot be Zoicha to Torah. Gemara says in Sotah, Kol Hamis Yoher, if you're a Balgaiva, you are a Chochmose Mistalekes Himenu. Chochma doesn't go together with Gaiva. Loi Bashamayim, he says the Gemara in Eilim. Leitimsa Torah bashamayim begasi haruach misha magbia datoi. Torah and gaiva don't go together. In effect, anova is the keli, is the strongest medium to be zoicha to Torah. Gemara says in Eruvin, umi midba matona, umi matona nachliel. Imeisim odom atzmoi kamidbo shakoil doshim oleho, talmudel liskayim biyod. Person makes himself like offer, like a midbar, shakoil doshim, then Torah is miskayim. And then there's the beautiful Gemara in Tainis Dav Zion, where the Gemara says, Lomo nimshalo Torah lamayim, why is Torah compared to mayim? Shenema hoi kol somei l'chul amayim. Ma mayim yodim imokim govoya l'mokim namuch. After the Torah, If you're onov, if you're humble, then you can be zoicha to Torah. Gaiva is the steer to Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the greatest in Torah, was also the greatest in Anova. Talmid Chochem, says the Alter of Kelem. However much Chochma you learn, you know you're still a Talmid. There's still Torah is so vast. How can a person be a Baal Gaiva? You know one bit of Torah, but you always remain a Talmud. It's your dua that the greatest the Gedolim, the greater the Gedolim were, the greater they were in Anivus. The real Gedolim. I remember experiencing myself many times. I had this chus to speak to Rav Shach, the Chatzal Lebrocha, I learned in Ponovich, and spoke to him when we went to ask him our Shilas. I can honestly say, when you spoke to him, you completely forgot you were speaking to a God Lador. The simplicity and the humble way, you just forgot, you had to remember, he was so warm and without showing any of his godless, he was the Godl, the leader of Klal Yisrael. You spoke to him, and you had to remember you were speaking to a God Lador. And this is all the Gedolim. But Mokem Sha'atamoytse Gedulosoi, Shamatamoytse Amrasu. The greater they become, the more humble they become. And you can read about any Godler, Moshe Feinstein, Kol HaTorah Kula, anybody who walked out of his house just walked away, his humble self. He didn't, there was no feeling of gaiva. Interesting thing that the Sefer Shem HaGedolim written by the Chidor. The Chidor writes a fascinating thing there. He says, when Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he says, in that generation, there were actually three people who were ra'u to write the Shulchan Aruch, or schus to write the Shulchan Aruch. All three of them were actually called Yosef. He names them Rabbi Yosef Chechik, Rabbi Yosef Balev, and there was Rabbi Yosef Karo. All three of them were equally Goldel Batorah and would have been worthy to have the Shulchan Aruch written by them. Says the Chidor. Rabbi Yosef Karo was chosen. He was the greatest in this in Anivus. But what does Anivus mean? What is Anivus? And this is the mistake that many make, unfortunately. Anivus does not mean bittul. It does not mean to negate our qualities, to belittle our achievements, to be mevatel ourselves. The Sfarim write, those machshavos of bittul, when a person is mevatel his essence, those are machshavos shel aveira. Svaram call it machshavoi zorois. There's nothing positive in those machshavois, because how can we aspire to grow in avodas Hashem? How can we try and become great if I'm a nothing? If I've got no qualities and I'm useless, and how can we possibly grow to greater heights? Low self-esteem, if we belittle our achievements, is not ruchnius. There's no ruchnius there. There's no anivus there. I mean, interesting, there's a sefer, Shari Ho'avoido, written by Rabbeinu Yoina, not such a well-known sefer, beautiful sefer. He wrote Shari Tshuva. In the sefer Shari Tshuva, he twice mentions, I've written this in my sefer Shari Ho'avoido. Shari Ho'avoido is all about Avoidas Hashem. You open up Perek Aleph, Ois Aleph. He starts off his sefer. Ike Godel Ba'avoidas Hashem, She'yachir Ho'odom Erech Atzmoi, The first thing you need to know in Avodas Hashem, to recognize your qualities, your greatness. You're able to achieve this potential, and if you belittle that potential, then there's no Avodas Hashem. The Mishnah says in the end of Soita, and you see this, unbelievable. The Mishnah says, listen to this, the Mishnah end of Soita says, Nishameis Rebbe, when Rebbe was Nifter, Botla ho Anova v'yirascheit. Rebbe was the greatest in Anova and Yirascheit. When Rebbe was Nifter, Botla Anova v'yirascheit. Says the Gemara, Omar Rebbe Yosef, Omar Rebbe Yosef, Loitisni Anova. Do not learn Anova. When Rebbe says, when the Mishnah says, since Rebbe died, Botlan, Loitisni Anova. Don't learn Anova. The Ika Anova. There's still Anova in the world. Look at me. If you want to have an example of Anova, there's Anova. Reb Nachman Omar, Loitisni Yirascheit. Don't learn. No, there's still Yirascheit. This is the humble, the epitome of humbleness. There still is Anova, but the Ika Ano. That's Anova? He is the example of Anova. I am the Yirascheit. I have Shleimus in Yirashamayim. The answer is, Anova doesn't mean you don't recognize your qualities. You're 100% aware of your qualities, and you're mechuyev to be conscious of those qualities. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, who was onov mikol adam, must have known, that he was the greatest in nevuah. Lekom beYisrael kemoshe navi oid. Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Ma'amin, because if he wasn't Ma'amin, he would be Kofa in the Yud Gimel Ikrim. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is, an imam ibn shalem shel Moshe Rabbeinu hayo av leNeviim, laKoidmim, lefanav laBorim. He was the greatest in the Vur, and he had to believe that. B'shleimus ha'amuna. But still, he was onav mikol adam. So what does anivus mean? Anivus means that I know I have qualities, I've achieved things in my life, but I'm not asking for recognition, I'm not asking for covet, I'm not asking you to respect me for them, and I'm not going to look down on others that have achieved less than me. I'm not going to be mevatel others. And I say to myself, whatever I've achieved is little in what I could have in my potential, and whatever I have is all b'siyata d'shamaya, matnas elikim. That's what the bit of Anova is. And this isn't just in Ruchnias, this is in any bracha that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, panosa, any physical matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also it has the same parallel. That means I'm not in the battle. Oh, it's nothing. Yes, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I recognize the Toiva. But I'm not going to feel an oshir. Somebody has wealth, for example. Does that mean he says, it's nothing. What's wealth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I'm not going to ask for kavod. There's a danger with wealth. The Pasuk says, Osher Ya'ane Azus, someone who gets wealth, there's a danger he can become arrogant, he can become a Baal Gaiva. So what should he do? Should he say, wealth is nothing? No. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm giving hoidah. I'm moideh to you. But I'll use it letoivah. I'm not going to use it, chas v'shalom, as a keli to become, to be mevatel others. Oni, someone who is poor, says the Rishis Chachma, is Miloshen Anovo. The word Oni, somebody who is poor, it's easy for him to be humble, because, or easier for him to be. Oni is Miloshen Onov. Hizoharu mibnei aniim shemehem teitze Torah. The bnei aniim who are naturally ba'anivus mehem teitze Torah. Ba'anivus is a midah which, again, misplaced anivus is very dangerous, because there are also times where you need to be strong in your avodas Hashem. There are sometimes where in family life or general life, you can't say, who am I to speak up? When there's priority, sometimes you need to say, this is right and this is wrong. Rev Zachariah ben Avkulas was an onov, but his onov, his anivus, was misplaced. Sometimes you need to be strong to say, who am I? I'm a nothing. Bittul is never midah tovah. First of all, it doesn't bring out our potential. And second of all, there are times where bittul makes you feel that I cannot fight. You need to fight sometimes. There are priorities in a family life, in chinuch, in business, where you got to say no, and it's wrong, and it's right to speak up. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered him the shtela, the job, to become the leader of Klal Yisrael, what did he say? Mi anoichi? Mi anoichi? She'otzi es b'nei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Who am I? And he meant it genuinely. He was humble. But when it came to fighting for Klal Yisrael, Cheta Egel, Meraglim, he stood there like a warrior. He didn't say, who am I to daven for Klal Yisrael? He went there davening, fighting. So anivus has this very delicate balance. On one hand, I'm not asking for any respect or kavod for what I've achieved. In fact, I should be a lot better according to my koichos and siyata d'shamayim that I've received. But I know what I've achieved. And I have the koichos within me to go higher. How can we check if our anivus is genuine anivus, or it's chas v'sholem what the Svarim call machshavos zorois, machshavos v'asurois? How can we check if our anivus is the bittul, the negative anivus? A simple way to check. Chovos halvavos, the chovos halvavos, when he talks about anivus, he has a whole shar. He doesn't call it shar ho anovo. In chovos halvavos, anivus is called shar hachno, shar hakniyo. Kniyo means to be subservient, to be machniya yourself to someone else. You might be able to convince yourself that you're a great onov. I'm very humble. I hold nothing with myself. But wait until somebody crosses your path. Until somebody says something which you don't like to hear or don't like to be told, or somebody pushes you around a bit. Then you can check with your nonov. Are you a shofel v'savlon? Shofel v'savlon means you're humble and tolerant. That means I'm nothing, not in terms of nothing, but I have no expectations. And I'm not asking you to respect me, I'm not asking you to be machnia. I'm machnia myself, I'm completely subservient to you. Then you know it's anivus. It's anivus amiti, genuine anivus. When one's prepared to be machnia to people who you work with, who you live with, and you're mevata, and you give in, when Shabbeinu heard this negative Lashon Hara spoken, he knew it wasn't true. And he kept quiet. That's Ish Moshe Onomoy. That's Anivu Samiti. course, with anivus always comes the middah of low profile, to play down one's hatzlochas, low profile, not to show. Not everyone has to know your successes and your that's anivus amiti, to keep lie low. That's anivus. Low self-esteem, and when you deal with Tamidim, this is a special inyan. Tamidim think, I'm nothing, who am I? We need to tell them, we need to tell ourselves, we are great, we can be great. That the koyach that we have within us, Odom, is oisius ma'oid, says the Medrash. There's ma'oid within us, there's ma'oid. We have to aspire for mamish gadlus. We can become great. We can conquer midois. We can strengthen our Yerushalayim. We can become great in Torah, in our knowledge of Torah. We are great. We have to tell ourselves that. But then at the same time, to remember that whatever we have achieved is Siyata Dishmaya, and we don't need great covet for it. So let us lift our aspirations. Let's lift our aspirations. Let's believe in ourselves. In the same time, if we have anova v'nafshi ka'ofa, we daven three times a day. It's such an important midah that Chazal put it into the tefillah. V'nafshi ka'ofa la'koyel tiyah. Ka'ofa means, just like ofa, the tachlis of ofa is to be trampled on. Ofa is made to be stood on. So my nefesh, I don't mind if you embarrass me. It's a thing you can be shouted at. And we do get shouted at. And we do get criticized. It happens. It happens to all of us. Whether you're in a family or in a job, you get times where people very often illegitimately are having shouting and having tinnitus. But when you keep quiet and you're a shuffle, that's and a sablon, you tolerate it and you don't risk, that's anivus amiti. That was Ish Moshe. In this context, the Torah wrote the Ish Moshe on the Ma'oid. It's chus of anova. There is a skula of anova. Anova is, say every day, magbiya shefolim, someone who's a shuffle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them extra support. You'll never lose out for being a shuffle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts up the shefolim, magbiya shefolim. Baruch Hu gives siyata d'shmaya, and soif ha-kovid lovoi, Baruch Hu will bring kovid, not always in this world. We do what we need to do, asay lishmon v'soif ha-kovid. We don't always get the kovid we deserve for our actions. Don't look for it in this world. Soif ha-kovid lovoi, the kovid will always be there, everything gets stored. The schus of midas ha-novo, we should lift up our koiches and reach our full potential.